Good evening, everyone. How is everyone? I will be coming to you from Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 6, and it reads as follows. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, hearing, and doing of his word. As I pass the call to Dee Dee, everyone have a blessed night.
Well, good evening, my Friday Night Livers, and we thank you for joining us yet again. As we're wrapping up 2015, it is, December the 18th, so we have one more Friday night. Wow. It's just been an amazing year, I must say. We've grown a lot. We've shared a lot, and I'm just grateful that each and every one of you have been a part of this journey. I love Bubbly. I love Diane, my D1 and my D2, that has been a part of this Friday Night Live family, as well as you all. What can I say? I mean, I'm just so full this evening. I'm just overjoyed. I'm just overjoyed. I want to thank you again. If you haven't already muted your line, please make sure that you've done that. Double check, mute, double mute, if you will. Just sit back this evening. Not a long declaration, not a lot to share, but I would like to just say thank you to all you faithful Friday Night Livers, because without you, this call wouldn't even be possible. And it's not my call, it's our call. It's just been an open forum. It's going on the 1 year that I've actually hosted it. And so I'm just grateful to God that he used me, and that he actually showed Dion, Dion saw enough in me that she saw something in me that I didn't even see. So I'm grateful that I've been a part of this. And I realize that no matter what I face, I know God's got me. And again, like I said, it's been an amazing journey, and I'm glad that you all have been a part of it. I thank you, Bubbly. I want you to have a safe flight. Enjoy those babies. Laugh and just enjoy your time, because that's all we have is time, and you can't get time back. Diane, I love you, sister. We've been just so blessed to have had each other. Thank you for just always being there and being my spiritual sister. I want to thank Pastor Santos Howard. I'm not even sure if he's on the call. It doesn't matter, for that amazing lesson he gave us on last Friday, and I'm grateful because it just has tied into so many lessons for me in God's time and how there's a purpose for everything. So I'm going to go ahead and get started, because if not, I'll be crying in a minute. So I thank you. I'm going to pray before I get started. Heavenly Father, I thank you. I just thank you for another opportunity to come before my family this evening, God. I just thank you for allowing me to share, God. I thank you that you used me, God. I thank you that you have our victors and we have become family, God. I thank you for a no judgment zone. I thank you for a love zone, God. I thank you for a peaceful place, God. I thank you for an open forum for us that just love you, God, that you have made a safe place, God, that we can come together to love, to laugh, to grow, God. I thank you that there is no big eyes and little U's, that we are all just your people, God. And I thank you, as I come before you, just use me, God, as you can, God. I hope my victors have an ear to hear and a heart to receive what I have, God. In Jesus' name, amen. When you going to get your life right? When you going to stop sinning? When you going to get right so you can come to church? When you come to my church, because, see, my church is perfect, but you got to make sure your clothes are right, and you got to make sure everything about you is right. When you going to stop living such a raggedy life? I sure hope you get to church before it's too late, and blah, 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 blah. So, wait, let me just say this. Who would really want to come to church or even attempt to follow the Jesus some folks claim they follow? We have to stop. Truth is, some folks are too deep for even Jesus. He is even rolling his eyes at some folks, for real. Like Jesus is saying, I ain't ever said some of the stuff y'all say. I didn't die for you to treat folks like you're so much better than they are. I kicked it with the pimps, prostitutes, the tax collectors, the lost, and the turned out. I don't care what you look like, what you have on, what kind of car you drive, how big your house is. I don't care how good you look on the outside, how eloquently you speak, how many degrees you have, how fancy your clothes are, what your tags say, that you got red soles on the bottom of your shoes. My concern is the condition of your heart. See, we have the tendency to want the other person to be a finished product while we give ourselves the grace to evolve. I want to thank Bishop T.D. Jakes for that. You save the lost. We save the lost by showing love, not by condemning and constantly correcting. Yes, it is part of our Christian walk to judge the actions of those that confess to be Christians. However, you must be careful in how you judge, not ever walking around with a big old correction pen waiting for the error to check somebody with a red mark. Also, there are times when it's not judgment that a person needs. It's simply a listening ear and love. Love folks up out of that pain. We surely don't want anyone to self-destruct. We ought to be the light in such a dark place. I don't know about you all, but I'm grateful for those that prayed me out of the hell that I was putting myself in. Those that loved me, Dee Dee, enough to gently restore me back to God, as the Word clearly says in Galatians 6, 1-3. And by now, any of you that have been on this line for at least 15 minutes, thank you, Ms. D, you should know that passage. And if not, here's a good time for you to study it, memorize it, apply it. Amen? That was Galatians 6. Just read the whole Galatians 6. Romans 5, 6 and 8 says, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That right there should be enough for those that walk in pride, judgment, always puffed up, are looking down on others, that just may not be there yet to humble themselves. Humility is key. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, Hebrews 2:12. Anyone can find the dirt in someone, but be the one that finds the gold, Proverbs 11:27. Stop being the person that is so busy looking for the mistake of others that you miss a message that just might be for you. Tell people the truth. Tell them how you got over. Don't make folks think that you've been so good all your life. And for those of you that have been, oh, amazing, good for you. Because, see, that's sure not my story, and I'm sticking to it. No matter what you have done wrong in life, God will forgive you if you just ask him to. Tell him that you're sorry for falling short, that you're sorry for allowing the enemy to get you caught up in his drama. That's really all it is. The enemy is defeated, and he will set for us the trickery. Jesus wants to heal us and will if we stick close to him. Sometimes he'll heal us instantly. Sometimes it's a progression. But he will heal if you're open to it. That is what he does. He'll restore peace, and he'll restore us back to him. And he loves it, and he loves us. David was very human and open about his humanity, as were the other psalmists. The psalms deal with real, authentic issues, but also communicate the truth and hope of a living, loving, and a faithful God. So relax, y'all. God is in control, and we can trust. Thank you, Diane, for that scripture. Trust him because he has promised that anything that happens is for his ultimate glory, which is the best thing for us as well. He will guide us through the fog, hallelujah, and lead us into abundance. There's nothing too hard for God if we just believe and watch and wait. Don't give up, friends. Struggle on through. We are in this together. Be real. Be open. Be honest. Share your journeys. Share your good times and your bad times. Listen to those around you that are going through similar battles. They can share their things because their mess may just bless you. And in it all, keep your eyes on Jesus. He's the author and finisher of our faith. See, life is a journey, one with many, many battles. We all experience fighting at some point in our journeys along the way. It gets hard. We want to give up. Some have given up because it didn't seem like there was any hope. There was a hopelessness, and they didn't have a hopeful cry. Some people have committed suicide because there was no one there to help pull them out. Because, see, instead of them giving them an edifying word, they were torn down. Think about it. We're not supposed to tear people down because you never know the demons in a man's mind. I pray that nobody on this line will give up. If you're in that place and you're depressed or you're in a desperate place, reach out. We're here. That's what we're here for. To bear one another's burdens and just love you back to that place. I pray again that none of you will give up. Know that God is. He can and he will. He did it before, he'll do it again. Because there is joy coming if you just hold on and persevere. There is an inheritance that we are set to earn, and it will be worth it all. Hallelujah. He thought we were worth saving. So he came and changed our life. He thought we were worth keeping. So he cleaned us up inside, all of us. He thought we were to die for, yes. So he sacrificed his life so we could be free, so we could be whole, so we could tell each and every one we know, that dirty person, that raggedy person, that person is sinning, that person is not living like you think they should live, that person is still cussing, that person is still partying, that person is still fornicating, that person is not going to church enough, that person is doing everything that you don't think they should do. Yeah, that person too. That person that's not yet delivered from those things that you once did. Can you hear me? I hope so. But he did. He sacrificed his life for them too, so they could be free and whole. And tell again everybody we know, that lost cousin that's shooting up probably right now, smoking crack or weed or whatever, that gay child. Oh, Jesus. Just how I'm saying hallelujah to the God who changed my life. I could go on and on and on because he's been so good. He's been so faithful. He's been so kind. See, I don't have no sad song because, see, what the devil meant to break me, God just made me stronger, better, and wiser. I don't have a sad song, declare victory, family. I just want to thank you all for being a part of my maturation, for helping me stand tall through it all, for not allowing me to crumble, for not allowing me to break, and for helping me, praying for me, standing with me, lifting my arms from on side, on each side, thanking you for praying to Jehovah Shalom for keeping my peace and for keeping my sound mind, because I could have easily lost my mind, but God said not so. So I just want to say thank you. This is a short, sweet letter of love to you all. I want to say thank you and hallelujah to the God who changed my life for the better. I don't know what lies ahead for me, but I'm thanking God in advance because I'm not worried. I don't fear. I know he's got me. I thank Brother Marcus for his many declarations and Sister Tanya and Diamond Gale and Pamela and Dion and Rivonda and Miss D and every single person that has done a declaration. If I've missed your name, please charge it to my heart and not charge it to my mind and not my heart, because I do know Erica, Lisa, Pastor Lavelle, every single person, and Lady Cindy, my cousin Tiffany that spoke on this call, and everyone who's did it, Pastor Santos Howard. I just thank you all, and again I say Diane, my sister, bubbly. I know I'm missing somebody, but again, I say please forgive me because I don't mean to. But I just want to tell you thank you. Just think about this. God is love, and he's sovereign, and he's planning something good to come out of the painful things that we go through. And he says that in all things it works for the good of those who love him, and we love him. And I just want to thank you guys for listening. I want to thank you guys for loving me unconditionally with my radical over-the-top self. And I know I sometimes say things that make you go, but no, it comes from a good place. It comes from a safe place. And I truly love you all to life as we walk into Friday Night Live. Who's on the call?
Well, I'm on the call, and I got something to say.
What's up, brother?
First of all, you need to change your attitude when you're talking to us, and I don't appreciate you going off on us like that. You need to check yourself. No, awesome job, sis. Awesome job. I felt the passion.
You feel? Do I still need to come jump you? Because I'm, you know, I ain't got no job. Me and Diane going to be tag teaming.
I haven't heard you this week. You've been missing.
No, he been saying stuff. He been texting you to tell you to get your life together.
Y'all know I just got home from work. So, awesome job, Dee. What? Awesome. Passionate and everything. Awesome job. I commend you, my sister. I bless God for you and thank you for your friendship and all that you do. You know, one thing we can learn from you, you're going to give us one every day. You're going to make us laugh. We can be feeling down, and we look at one of your Facebook posts, and you just say, you don't even have to see the name. You see the post, and then you glance up. You say, this ain't nobody but me. So, I mean, you just you live life to the fullest, and you encourage us to do that. And in your declarations on Friday night, it's simply amazing. So I bless God for you, and I thank God for you because you're able to laugh, and you're able to be real. And if people can just learn to be real, like you have learned to be real in terms of the things that we do, the things that we say, and all of that, because it's so many people who got one wing and think the other one is coming COD next week, like they ain't never done nothing wrong, and just because you got your life together now, you ain't got no grace for nobody else. You better stop it. And Dee Dee, you're totally right. And it sours my stomach when I see people like that, because you finally got it together. Now you need to give somebody else a chance to get their stuff together. You know, don't talk about them like you said. Just pray for them. You know, that's what we need to be doing, lifting people up in prayer, you know, who don't have it like we got it or whatnot, you know. So we got to be careful, but awesome declaration, sis. Love you. Bye.
Love you more. Thank you, brother. Anybody call in after they want to say hey?
Hey, Dee Dee, it's Cindy.
Hey, lady, that's my sugar girl right there.
Wait, Cindy.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
The spirit
you
of control
didn't get that excited for me. You didn't get that excited.
Okay, that's my sugar. But you know what? I'm jumping you still, so I still owe you a beat down. Then I'll be sweet to you. Okay, after your beat down, brother, then I'll be sweet, okay? Okay, thank you. Go ahead.
Just a great declaration. You always come from a real place, and like I agree with Pastor Lavelle, the passion is definitely there. But I also want to tell you that I also hear your fight. I know that you're trying to keep your head above water, and I want you to know that I feel you, and I love you, and I'm praying for you, and it's okay. It's all good. It's all right. And like I said, I know you're trying to keep your head above water. You're trying to be positive, and you're trusting God. So I feel you, and it's all good. I love you. We love you. And there's nobody like Dee Dee. Good Lord, there's nobody like Dee Dee. We just need one, and it's all good.
Thank you, sweetie, so much for that. I'm going to tell you, I got a twin. I have her hidden in the closet. I'm going to drop her off at your house.
Never mind.
Thank you, Cindy. Anybody else?
Good evening, Sister Candy.
Hey, Andrew.
The working man.
I know. Hey.
I survived the first week. Praise
Good
God.
Good for you, man.
Thank the Lord. Yay.
Good for you. Yeah. How did it go?
Woo-hoo.
And we're praying your strength in the Lord, sister.
Thank
just
you.
Just keep on keeping on.
Thank you, brother.
And please pray mine.
I got you.
Because no matter where we walk, there are giants in the land.
Oh, yeah.
But there are enough rocks that people threw at us that are smooth because of the rain that we've been walking through, and they're just right for the slingshots in our back pocket.
I was going to say, I'm about to mail you a slingshot. We got a 49er decal on it, but I'm going to mail it to you, okay?
Hey, I forget which prophet it was, but he was standing in Candlestick Park talking about, can these bones live? and you said he didn't know, but only God knew.
But y'all don't hear me though.
And then you had to start praying. You had to start praying hard. And then bone to his bone came together. Yes, it did. But y'all
muted.
Don't hear me.
Muted.
Andrew, that was coming up next.
Just messing up somebody's theology big time.
Okay.
all confused.
They're like, what? Okay. For anybody who don't know how Friday Night Live get down, just follow. You'll be all right. Hi, anybody else? Thank you, Andrew.
Every time.
He's so serious most of the time. I'm surprised that was Andrew.
No, he get. Oh, listen, you ain't never heard Andrew go there.
I like that.
Yeah, Andrew got jokes.
Okay, yeah.
Andrew got funny.
I just stopped by to tell you.
Andrew need his own comedy show. Matter of fact, we're gonna do a comedy night for Andrew. Is there anybody else that wanted to share or just say hey that didn't get a chance to?
Hey, Miss Edie,
this
is
Tracy.
Nina.
Tracy and Trina? And Tarina?
Yes.
This is Rena.
Oh, hey, Ree, sister.
Hi.
Thank you.
I just want to say that I just want to say that I am just here and standing with you, for you, in the gap, around, up, down, it don't matter. God is good, and it's just, I'm just here, and I just want to say that I love you, and that's it. And I just love when I can jump on the Friday Night Live, I just love doing it. So keep up the good work, my dear.
Thank you.
Hi,
Sarah
Arena. How are you?
That's sister on a call. That's
it's
my book.
Sarah Arena.
Yeah, that's my assignment. Y'all say hi.
Sarah Arena. Sarah Arena. It sure is.
When I first told her she was my assignment, she was mad at me for a long time. Don't say that. That's what you are. Because I didn't like her for a long time, but I love her.
Okay, but look how God has blessed you, honey.
Oh,
to
Lord,
show you how to love
and
on
and
me.
And uncle, and yeah. Oh, Lord, it's been a long
That's
time.
Right.
Bloody City, you know what I'm talking about.
Right.
it was Tracy.
Yes, Dee Dee, I'm out in the shop, but I'm out in the street in Berkeley, but I just wanted to say thank you so much. I came in late, and as usual, you're awesome. Thank you for being transparent, and thank you for being real, because you are a real sister. That's why I love you so much. You don't hold your tongue. You just say what you need to say, and it's real. And thank you so much. I love you.
I love you, too. And I love when you say sister, because I really wanted to have a New York accent. So can you teach me how to talk like that?
Yeah, I'll see you soon. We got a date coming up soon.
Yeah, we still
so
have
yes.
a date. We do. I got nothing but time, so hit me up.
Okay.
Oh.
I ain't going to give myself that much time now. Oh, anybody else? Be safe out there, Tracy, because it's wet.
I will. Thank you.
Okay.
Is it? It's raining?
Oh, yes. Where you at that don't know it's raining?
I'm still in the house.
Who is that said that?
Bubbly.
Girl, it's raining. It's raining. Like my baby said, Mama, it's raining. It's raining.
Oh.
Oh, no, man.
She's probably still saying it at 24.
To go.
I didn't know it was raining either.
Mm. Is there anybody else that would like to share anything?
I just want to say, sister, as you know, you always touch my heart when you share like you shared tonight, and you know you can hear your heart in everything you said you spoke tonight. I know God's got you, and so who does he talking to you? Real Richmond. See, that's where I know you from when we first got on the call. And we had never met. And since we've met and known each other and got the fondness that we have for each other, I understand what Real Richmond really means. Love you to life.
You be safe and you enjoy your grandbaby's girlfriend.
Oh, I will.
Don't be trying to get to Vegas, because I'm going to know. It ain't what happened in Vegas. Stay in Vegas. I'm going to know everything because I know.
Okay, but you know, you know anyway. Bye.
Somebody else is trying to say something? Hey, Brother Jeff.
Yeah, it's me. Man, 2015 is coming to a close. And, wow, Declare Victory has been so empowering and liberating for me this year that I'm most definitely excited looking to 2016, and God has truly used you. Oh, thank you, Father. Like that cutting edge, you know, that realness, like what was just spoken, the realness, you know what I'm saying, it cuts through my my goodness. It cuts through my pride and my ego, and it just cuts away the garbage. So I'm so thankful that God gave Dion the vision and the sight to see what was down in you. Oh, hallelujah. So you can serve it up to help us get free. So I was listening to your declaration tonight, and I'd be glad to come to your church at any time. You know, if my pants were sagging, if I still was smelling like weed, if my hat was cocked to the side and I didn't take it off when I walked in the sanctuary, I'd be glad to come to your church anytime, because what I'm hearing from you, that you get served from your pastor. Oh, thank you, Father. If I could just make it there, if I could just make it there when I come out, I'm
gonna
have
something
to work
with.
You're
gonna come in one way, but you're gonna leave different. You're gonna leave different. You're not gonna be the same, right? Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about. You know, and I can hear it each and every time you speak. Every time you share with us. So I know you're sitting up under a powerful ministry, a man of God that's a teacher, because when you talk about those classes that you've participated in, and especially the one on spiritual warfare, you know, I've been listening for a whole year. You know what I'm saying? And there's some declarations that I have in my toolbox that I can reach back and grab when in time of need. So I just want to say thank you, Sister DD. And I'm looking forward to 2016 on Declare Victory with you all. And I pray and have faith that God gonna instill some courage in me to step up and participate a little bit more in the call. So, thank you, Father. Just keep on cutting away at us.
Amen. I love you and Pretty Patrice, Brother Jeff. Thank you so much for what you guys have blessed me with. Amen. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Anybody else want to share?
Hey, this is Lisa.
Hey, beautiful Lisa.
Hey, you. I'm lifting you and Diane and everybody else at AT&T, for you two particularly, knowing that God has, since this door is closing, a door that's going to open for you, and I just pray that you don't miss the opportunity. We believe you won't, because he's got some great things in store for the both of you, because you've been faithful, and that's what God is looking for, faithfulness. That reminds me, because we're his children, he's made great and exceeding promises to us, so we just believe God. We believe God with you, the both of you. I've been thinking a lot about, you know, people talking about how Jesus kicked it with sinners, and he came to seek and save those that were lost. He came not for those that were self-righteous and all that stuff, but he did come to seek and save those that were lost. He did come for the prostitutes, you know, the pimps, the people who were down and out that needed a Savior, not those who didn't think they needed him. But the thing was, when he came and he was with them, he often spoke to them to go and sin no more. He often changed their lives, so they left, just like you were saying with Jeff. They left after having an encounter with him, that they were determined to try to live for him. It wasn't like just leaving any old kind of way, going back to the way that they were. So that was his intention. That was his motive. He had a purpose when he hung out and he kicked with them to show them love so that they would be drawn in with loving kindness. Have I drawn you? Then I'm thinking about as well, we have so many devices within the body of Christ. We talk about people that are self-righteous, that judge others, but that's their issue. That's their issue too. So that's the one thing that's their hang-up, right? So we got to love them too. I mean, at some point I've looked at something and judged it until I came into the knowledge of the truth and I realized it was grace and it was mercy and it wasn't my goodness and my own ability or nothing in me, but everything about him, and realizing that he was the one that forgives sins. So people, we're going to have some issues. So the enemy will try to use anything that he can, and self-righteousness might be some people's issue. But I think at some point, you know, when we really come into the knowledge of the truth of who he is, and he said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments, not continuing to stay in the state that we are in, whatever state it's in. Because that self-righteous person that's judging people is just as guilty as the person that's doing the drugs or doing whatever. So we all need to be covered in prayer. We all need to be lifted up and encouraged so that we can make it in, so that we can be the body of Christ operating and functioning the way that he designed for us to function. He's coming back for a church without spot or blemish. Thank God that's because of Jesus, because we can make it.
So amen. You know what I have learned for the ones that I try the real mean self-righteous ones that for some reason they're drawn to me for whatever reason. So I just love them back right where they are with their mean old self. However they treat me, I don't treat them that way. I just love them anyway. And because God has placed me in the position that he's placed me in, I have been chosen to be you know how you I don't know why, for whatever reason, I'm always in the, I used to say it was the wrong place, but I always have to be the, when you correct it, not correct it, when you see somebody get their feelings hurt and they're trying to leave.
You're like a mediator. Yes, mediator.
So I see somebody, and I'll give you an example. Young brother and his family and this band, he was probably all of 22, 23 years old, coming in church. He had his hat on. He had dreads, had maybe a two-year-old, and his wife or girlfriend, I don't know if they're married or not, was holding a baby. Don't know if he'd ever been to church. I don't know. Maybe he had. He didn't know. But instead of them saying it gently to take that hat off. Really?
Yeah.
So, no. Yeah. Don't say that. There's a way you talk to people. Just, you know, so sometimes it's just how we say stuff to people, too. And if they don't know that, I mean, of course, you would think people, Diane on your chat in this church. What difference does it make? Take your hat off or not? I mean, just certain things shouldn't matter. You're here. As you start to come more, you'll look around and you'll see. That's what should happen. You know, just
right.
Like one time a little girl had on a skirt and she said, oh, my God, is this too short? I said, do you think it's too short? I mean, because if you're uncomfortable, go in the bathroom and check. And then if you are uncomfortable, maybe you should think about it. And so she sat in church, she put the little skirt thing on, and then the next Sunday she came in, she had a little longer skirt on. So you don't have to beat people up.
No, you don't.
You don't.
There's been a problem with, you know, people being confused with holiness and confusing it with the outward appearance.
Right.
From the beginning. Not
you know what? Because hoes, excuse me, but you know what? Hoes wore sweaters, turtlenecks.
Please, look. That's the thing. God sees the heart of the person.
Right.
So even that person that's judging and being judgmental, they need love, too, because their heart is hearted. They've been offended.
Because they have hurt. There's something that happened to them that made them that way, I think.
Absolutely. Yeah,
yeah.
I think so, too.
It's a hurt.
You know, and they probably learned it from the church mama. I'm just saying. You know, I've
they
seen
it. They have to get sent to the backwoods somewhere.
Right. Okay. You never know. And a lot of them came through molestation. A lot of them came through stuff that was covered up. A lot of them came through the incest, and the baby was born and said it was your cousin, but it was your baby. All that.
Right. Yeah.
And apart from all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right.
Amen. Yeah, some good stuff. Good stuff. So we just have to be mindful, and it's like Lisa said, just because we may not get it. You know, we all are different. We all are striving to be better. We all are striving to walk in this love because it all points back to love. We're just supposed to love.
That's it.
We're supposed to love.
I'm striving to do that every day.
Yeah. And it's easy to love. Those that don't even like me, I love, and that has not always been the case. Cause Diane must have got off the phone because we had a situation. Jesus, I was telling Marcus, I said Marcus, because you don't talk to people anyway. Thank you, Jesus, for holding my mouth because you just can't talk to people crazy because you're in a place of authority because that's not right. But the Lord was with me, y'all. Hallelujah.
I'm still here.
Name, bless
Diane. Yeah, now am I? Go ahead. Go witness. Didn't we grow? We grew, didn't we, Diane?
Yes, we did. We did. I was asked why I was always smiling and why, you know, one of the ladies that work in the building with me asked me today. She said, I would have never known if I had not been told. You're always smiling. You never look down. And, you know, she said, I would never know by looking at you. I said, well, it's because of who I am and who I serve. I said, you know, I've learned not to let things define me. Only God can define me, and only God can keep me together. Because it didn't faze me. It's just the way that they did it, but I'm still calm about it because I know God has something in store for me. I don't know what it is, but I just know he's in control. And whatever it is, I just embrace what happened to me because what can I do? What was falling apart for me? I'm supposed to represent him. He's a God who can do anything. He's a God of impossibilities. So letting them look at me fall apart, it just wasn't in me to fall apart. I have not cried or, you know, I'm trying to process what happened to me, but, you know, it's not moving me in any way. You know, I just, because I know when we first got surplus, God told me to be still. And I've had a calmness about it all the time. So I'm not fazed by what they do because I know God got my back.
There's nothing like having the peace of God. Nothing like having
nothing.
And even with that being said, our two coworkers how many years have we worked with them, Diane?
Oh, for a long time.
And they didn't want to hear nothing about Jesus.
They fell
God.
Apart. They fell apart.
No, I'm serious.
But
how?
God,
all they've been talking was one
God.
In particular. She been, well, I know it's God. We was the other day. It was like, did she just call on God? Amen.
I gave her my devotional book, and she said, oh, what a nice gift. I'm going to take this home and read it. Before, you didn't want to hear it. But see,
wow.
God have a way of drawing you. He said, if he lifted up, he would draw all men unto him. And see, situations will take you to him. When he wants to get your attention, it'll get your attention.
Mm-hmm. He knows exactly what it's going to take, and it will be that appointed time when our eyes will come open to the knowledge and the truth of who he is.
Amen.
And that's why we need to have grace on people, because we don't know when that time is. And our time came, thank God. but having yes. grace on people for their time to come too.
Amen.
Especially on your children, parents.
Yeah.
We have truly had a trying week, although, like I said, we kind of knew it was coming, but it's just any time you just trust God and see the enemy for who he is and how they do, you know, corporate America, it ain't a surprise. And, you know, they sneak and smirking and, okay, you just looking at them and they expecting, like Diane said, they're expecting you to do the fool. You just kind of, okay. And we just having us a praise party. And then this morning, did nobody tell y'all to go into praise like that? We didn't need that while we was cleaning out our we didn't need
Tanya
that at no praise party.
Tanya almost made me start shouting. Mm-hmm. I had to get up out my seat. I told Dee, if she don't stop that praying and praising God, I'm going to have to run out of here.
Went straight in. She did.
Yeah, y'all went in. Y'all went in. So we thank y'all again. It's just been, it's been a beautiful, I have to say, it has been a beautiful journey. I'm not mad. And I have to share again. I know y'all probably remember because in June when they tried to punk me, I'm going to say it like I say it, I wasn't prepared, so it kind of shook me a little different because I'm going to keep it 100 because I was pissed off at the highest level of pissivity because I was like, hold on, how y'all going to play me for 2 months? If y'all just let me make it to September, I'll go because at least I can have my 30 years with me a little bit more because I'll be, you know, my 30 years I get my pension. So God blocked it. Thank you, Jesus. I made it. So I, you know, so it wasn't as bad, but it's just the favor. I can't even be mad. That's why I was like, okay, all right.
Mm-hmm. Going for you to do something you were created to do anyway.
Yeah, because I said, and I had to really think about all the beautiful relationships. Like my kid's godmother, I worked for her. I was 17 when I started with AT&T. I turned 18. Wow. I started working for AT&T when I was in August, and I turned 18 in November, and I met the kid's godmother, and we're still very, very close to this day, so that's beautiful. And then me and Diane have become sisters, so it's too many beautiful things that came out of that 30-year journey for me to be mad about how they came in like the hatchet and did it so cold, but it's okay. I'm not mad at you. Thank you, corporate, because I'm not mad. I was able to raise my kids, so I'm not mad.
But did he look at this? For you being radical, you was able to stay on a job for 30 years.
Yep.
Come on now.
At 17, girl. And look, and partying and going.
Right.
I had to laugh about all the
a good job. Not just any job, a good job.
Going in the break room being asleep.
Right.
And I'm surprised, man, Diane did get fired because Diane would be in the praying. I'm surprised she didn't get fired for praying. Because Diane would get the praying so loud.
Girl, they had to stand up against Jesus to stop me from doing that.
Yeah, we had some beautiful times. So
I figured if they walk in and hear me praying, they needed to hear it.
Yep. We didn't got busted a few times in there praying for each other and got loud, and a couple people walked in, but a few people ran out of there, too.
Mm-hmm. I did it recently, and the lady came out. I was in the bathroom. It was in the morning on the call, and I just was in the bathroom. I had my praise going on. Praise, I think it was doing praise. It was doing corporate prayer, corporate worship. And the lady came in, and she pat me on the back, and she saw I was on a prayer call. She said, "Oh," and she walked out, and then she told me later. She said, "When I realized you were praying, I went on out so that you can have your way."
I just want to say good
day.
How y'all doing? Good evening.
Hey, Tim.
Hey, Tim.
I had to slip in. I totally forgot about the call until.
Because you were somewhere eating.
Wow.
I'm about to go eat.
See, I knew it. You were either about to or was eating.
I'm about to go, but I discovered a new restaurant today. I posted it, I think, yeah. It's called Red's Flavor Table, right here in Inglewood. Look, cool little spot. Oh, man, the food is delicious. Some of the best food I've ever eaten. And they give you quite a bit of food. I'm going to go back Sunday, I think. I'm going to be a regular. I'll tell you that now. I'm going to be a regular. So... And when you're down in Inglewood, down in L.A., let me know. I'll hook you up.
OK. Okay, so what's the report of the Lord from you? Because this is the 18th of December. I ain't got no job. Did you get the phone call yet? I'm just saying.
You don't have a job?
No.
Who? Me?
I don't.
I'm good. Oh.
Did you get my phone call to me yet? Man.
Yeah, about her recording.
Oh, my.
What? You got to fill me in. I feel like you're dragging.
Who's supposed to be calling me?
Huh?
Okay, even I know that, Tim. Where?
She wasn't on her record deal.
No, I'm not. He's supposed to have more.
I know
he's
coming in. But listen,
where is
his name came up in conversation today, so we're working.
Okay,
on
see.
It.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
This
no,
is
seriously.
Not sending y'all while y'all rolling your eyes.
Holiday season. Holiday season.
What he calling you for? You married?
He married too, but he's my dog's dad. Because Meshach is 11 years old, and me and more. Lisa. Just, I'll text you the story later because you forgot.
Okay,
where this went way before Maddie.
It's just a hello. It's just a hello call. That's all it's going to
yeah,
be. It's just gonna be
that's
high.
My
how
boy.
You doing?
Like, you know, because he waved at me at the play. Did you not hear the story how he waved at me at the play? Where Rena at? Rena was with me.
Girl, you get picked out of the crowd. Wherever you go, I need to know.
No, he really did. But I'm 5'8". When I got on the hill, I'm 7'2". So how could I?
How could you be missed, huh? How could you be missed?
Woo, Lord, this, I love y'all. I needed this. We didn't have some. We have really been laughing like all day. For real, it's been good.
Quick question.
Yes, ma'am.
What is pistivity?
Pistivity?
No,
okay, Cindy, Lady Cindy, hold on, y'all. You grew up in what city? Where'd you grow up at?
It's not a Kojic word.
Oh, I forgot she is Kojic.
I'm trying to understand pistivity.
It's
what's
when you're pissed off to the highest level you can be pissed off at.